Yes, disappointment because I think that we played very well till they scored the goal. Have a lot of chances. We dominate absolutely the game. We have clear chance to score. The goalkeepers save three or four clear options. But after the goal, I think that we were a disaster, nervous. We think that we leave too many space for us and they could score another goal. So at the final, I think that we won the game. The team that played the 95 minutes better.
And the first goal, defensively, I mean, how much did that disappoint you?
I don't want to analyse, but I repeat, till they scored the goal, I think that we played very well in defending and attacking. We're a balanced team, we have options, we move well the ball. After that action that they scored the first goal, I think we maybe tried to draw soon. We couldn't do it, and they had in that moment the option also to score.
It's very, very rare for Manchester City to lose two games in a row, obviously, at the Etihad. What do you think that you need to do to get things back on track again?
Well, I think that we need to improve. We have so many injuries this year that we have to change our style of play. We did it, and we scored a lot of goals. Now our strikers are coming back. Maybe they are not 100% in their normal performance. I hope that in the way they continue playing, they will recover what we normal do, especially here in Etihad, as you say, because we are not scoring against Arsenal. We didn't score today, so it's a problem.
Finally, inevitably, people will ask questions about the training camp, Abu Dhabi, and when you got back. Is that anything that you would have changed now with hindsight?
Every media or every person can say what they want. I have some different opinions about that. I don't think that was the reason that why we lost the game today.
The absence of two key players in Sami Nasri and Yaya Touré, has that had an influence on
us? I never have excuse about players that cannot play. I think that we have enough options to score. We are not scoring, and I think that we concede, especially the first goal, too easy.
You said in your programme notes that all three competitions that City were in was important as each other. So how much of a blow is it then to be out of the FA Cup?
Sorry, I didn't say.
That the Champions League, the Premier League and the FA Cup are all equal in your mind. So yes. How much of a blow is it to be out of the FA Cup?
Well, of course, it's important to be out of the FA Cup because it's an important traditional cup here in England. We just had to play one weekend each month, so you know, it's a cup. As Capital One, that maybe you have to play a lot of games during the January in the semi-final and during December. But I think that we must understand, or we must try to arrange and try to return to our performance, because I don't think it's the way we cannot continue.
Having lost this game, Chelsea also lost in the FA Cup. How does that affect next Saturday's big game in the Premier League?
No, I don't think that one thing will be linked with the other one. I don't know what happened with Chelsea, but we will try from the next Tuesday to prepare that game and to try to close the cup against Chelsea. No man.